Okay, well, welcome back to another installment of Bruh Moment here at 4 p.m. on 91.5 WMFO Medford. I am your host, Andrew Fellows, and today our theme is one of my favorite music genres of which I know, of which I am familiar. It is called Dream Pop. You just heard a very fine example of it from Slow Dive off of their album Souvlaki back in 1993. Delightful wall of sound type little piece. But for now, we're gonna stick more closer to the present because, contrary to some people's opinion, I believe the best time for dream pop is this past decade, and I think in the future we're gonna look back at the 2010s as the prime era for the genre, and here is one wonderful example of that from Wise Blood, the alias of Caroline Polachek, from this year's album Titanic Rising. This is Andromeda.
Nothing in it for me, except a heart that's lazy. Running for my own life now, I'm really turning some time. Looking up to the sky for something I may need.
Oh,
And we're back from a delightful little venture into the variety of songs that you might encounter in a deep dive into dream pop. Starting off, as I said earlier, with Slow Dive, with When the Sun Hits, followed by Andromeda by Wiseblood, which is not the alias of, as I incorrectly said, Caroline Polachek. It's actually the alias of Natalie Wise, which makes much more sense. I don't know where I got that information from. And then following that was Sweet Trip from You Will Never Know Why. That song is called Milk. So a lot of different tones, but I think we can agree they're all dreamy. But what makes a song dreamy? Is it the guitars? Is it the vocals? Is it the ambiance? Is it the mixing? I think it's all those things. I think it's all those things and more. Because there can even be acoustic dream pop. There can be electronic dream pop. There can be... It's such a versatile genre, I don't even want to call it a genre. It's more of an intensifier. And I think you'll see what I mean in these next few songs. But, yes, it originated in the shoegaze movement of the late 80s, early 90s. And with bands like My Bloody Valentine and Slow Dive, who practiced the subtle art of looking at their feet while playing the guitar because they had so many pedals and they had to work them properly. But now it's moved towards the indie rock side of things, away from the heaviness and emo-ness, and more towards the subtle and simple nature of songs like that one from Sweet Trip. Something that I'm a little bit more drawn to, personally. Maybe it's just my generation. But you're about to hear an even greater variety of dream pop, of the similar level of variety. So with that, this is one of my favorite dream pop songs, possibly my favorite song on this entire list. And it's from a band, or rather just an artist, called Grouper. This is Heavy Water here on 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you. Thank you. vacation, happiness, spending place, relationships, going down the drain.
Okay, well, we just heard such a variety of different genres, but I'd argue that they're all pretty much dream pop, or at least pop that is dreamy, however you want to interpret that. We just heard Rina Sawayama off of her EP Rina, that was Tunnel Vision, a song about the stresses of the technology age, the stresses of social media. I'm sure many of us can relate to that. And before that, we heard the Cocteau Twins with that heavenly high voice, cherry colored funk off of Heaven or Las Vegas from way back in 1990. And before that was Hatchie from this very year, only a couple weeks ago. That album Keepsake came out. That's Her Own Heart. And starting off that set of four songs was Grouper with Heavy Water / I'd Rather Be Sleeping from Dragging a Dead Deer Up a Hill. Not a very pretty album title, but a very pretty song. And playing under me right now is Bowery Electric's Beat from the album of the same name. And because it is about halfway through the show, now comes the time for me to read the fabled PSA. Today, our PSA comes to us from the folks at Pedestrian Safety. On February 8th, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of the West Somerville Neighborhood School on Powder House Boulevard, two blocks away from Tufts University. After fatally hitting Allison and injuring her companion, the driver sped away, stopping later at a restaurant for drinks and dinner and Home Depot to buy materials to hide the damage to his truck's body. Walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, but pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings, especially when crossing streets, even if you have the walk light or other clear right of way. Bad drivers are everywhere. Don't expect them to stop what they do or to stop for you. It's critical to comprehend some people really don't care that much about your life and would drive away if they hit you. A potentially life-saving message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Wow, that was quite a depressing PSA. I was not ready for that. I didn't read it all the way through before that, I must be honest, but a very important message, nonetheless. So, resuming the music, we're gonna hear something, another one from the earlier this year, this time from Jay Som.
I'm not the kind of fool who needs.
Well, what another fantastic variety of dream pop that we have just heard. Started off that set with Superbike from Jay Somm, just came out this year. Very chill, very laid back. And following that, the transcendental Myth by Beach House off of Bloom from 2012. I'll never get enough of that song. That and Space Song. Just puts you in another place. She makes you dissociate a little bit. Just a little bit. And then following that was another one from 2012. Melody's Echo Chamber with I Follow You. A bit of French dream pop. And then following that was the just drenched in pedal song by Candy Claws, Pangea Girls, Magic Feeling off of Ceres and Calypso in the Deep Time from the following year, 2013. And that Beach House song, by the way, was a request from one Arpan Barua. Let's go, Carp House, Trap House, 2019. Anyway, and following this is going to be another request. Yes. I'm going to try to take as many requests as possible because, you know, that's how you get listeners and that's how you build the community, right? But before I do that, I must say that this whole playlist, as well as all of the other playlists from my show, are up on my Spotify account. It's just my name. The profile picture is Garfield smoking a pipe. And feel free to enjoy this whenever you want, because I know that's all you're going to do for the next 2 weeks is want to relive this until the 24th, which is my next show. It's going to be a Thanksgiving theme, and I'm going to have a special guest to share the thankfulness of the season. But for now, as my time on the air begins to draw to a close, here's a request from my mom. This is The Sundays.
You see how people are down.
So now that our time is finally drawing to a close here on Bruh Moment from 4 to 5 p.m. every other week, make sure that you tune in 2 weeks from now at the same time, same place. And for now, I'm going to leave you here on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, a song about dreams that just happens to be dream pop. How perfect is that? Going back to Ireland, this is The Cranberries.